It's Monday, October 30th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Enterprise spending drives cloud growth, some key takeaways from the tech earnings reports. OctoTempest, the emerging threat to managed service providers and beyond. And AI in the spotlight, what to expect from Joe Biden's 100-page executive order. This is the Business of Tech.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to dig into the earnings reports from last week. While Apple comes out this week, we have information from many others. Microsoft reported better than expected results for Q1 2024, with a 13% revenue growth attributed to investments in AI and its generative AI product range. Revenue for Azure and cloud services rose 29% year-on-year, and Microsoft's overall revenue for the period was $56.5 billion. The company expects continued revenue growth in Intelligent Cloud and Azure for Q2, driven by AI workloads. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella announced that the number of paying customers for GitHub Copilot increased by 40% in the September quarter compared to the previous quarter, reaching over 1 million users in more than 37,000 organizations. The company is also seeing growth in its generative AI business, with Copilot Chat being used by digital natives like Shopify and leading enterprises like Maersk and PwC. Microsoft's partnership with OpenAI and the integration of AI in various products, including the Bing search engine and Microsoft Edge browser, contribute to the company's revenue growth in Azure. Alphabet shares fell as Microsoft's cloud unit outperformed in the race to monetize generative artificial intelligence. While Microsoft Azure's platform experienced growth fueled by cloud spending from business clients, Alphabet's cloud unit faced challenges due to its focus on smaller clients. Concerns were raised about Alphabet's slower rollout of AI services and its ability to compete with Microsoft's core business clients. The results indicate that enterprise clients are driving cloud spending, while smaller businesses are reducing their expenditures. Alphabet's cloud computing unit reported lower than expected profits, causing concerns about its position in the market. Google Cloud's operating income of $266 million fell short of estimates of $434 million. Despite attracting business from AI startups, Google Cloud's momentum in the most recent quarter was disappointing, widening the gap between Google and its competitors. Alphabet shares fell 6.5% in pre-market trading as a result. Google CEO Sundar Pichai suggested that the company might move to recurring revenue models for its new AI products, including Search Generative Experience and Google Bard. Pichai mentioned that subscription models have been successful for YouTube and could be a path for AI offerings. This potential shift is significant for Google, which primarily relies on advertising revenue. The company is cautious about disrupting its lucrative search ads business, but sees an opportunity to evolve search and the Google Assistant service with AI over the next decade. Amazon reported better than expected third quarter earnings and revenue, with earnings per share of 94 cents and revenue of $143.1 billion. The company's core e-commerce business saw a 7% growth, while Amazon Web Services and advertising revenues were slightly below expectations. Amazon's fourth quarter sales guidance is between $160 billion and $167 billion. The company's cost-cutting efforts have resulted in a significant increase in operating income and free cash flow. And despite the positive results, Amazon's shares fell over the past two trading days, following the trend of other tech companies. And despite Microsoft making those headlines for its AI implementation and Alphabet experiencing a slight cloud miss, Amazon remains the dominant player in the cloud infrastructure market. With steady growth and a significant market share, Amazon's lead is evident. The cloud infrastructure market continues to grow, reaching over $68 billion worldwide, and Amazon holds around 33% of the market share. While Microsoft and Google are also increasing, Amazon's position remains strong. Why do we care? Microsoft is killing it due to AI, and it's exposed a sense of weakness around Google. It certainly appears they missed the mark on AI. Does Google have the classic innovator's dilemma? Sure seems so, forced to consider damaging their core ad business in order to protect search in a world of AI. The cloud businesses for all three of the big players grew, and let's note that while Amazon's numbers may not meet the market's expectations on ads, they have a sizable both search and ad business. Google is feeling some pressure. This is a cautionary tale about the risk of over-relying on a single revenue stream, especially when disruptive technologies like AI are transforming the industry. But hidden in those earnings calls was that indication of cloud spending being driven by enterprise, with small customers cutting back. That's your key detail here. All performance is not the same, despite size. Cost management is still a key trend for smaller organizations, and I predict the AI runways will relate closely to the size of the company. Microsoft has identified the native English-speaking group OctoTempest as one of the most dangerous financial hacking groups out there. OctoTempest has evolved from selling SIM swaps and stealing accounts to conducting phishing attacks, data theft, and ransomware attacks. They target organizations in various sectors and have partnered with the Alpha V Black Cat ransomware group. Earlier this year, the threat group attacked companies in the gaming, hospitality, retail, manufacturing, technology, and financial sectors, as well as targeting managed services providers. The company uses advanced social engineering techniques, physical threats, and multiple methods for initial access. They escalate privileges, explore infrastructure, and hide their presence on the network. Detecting OctoTempest is challenging due to its use of social engineering and diverse tooling. They're financially motivated and engage in cryptocurrency theft, data extortion, and ransomware attacks. As an insight on how they operate to escalate privileges, the threat actor again turns to social engineering, SIM swapping or call forwarding, and initiates a self-service password reset of the target's account. During this step, the hackers build trust with the victim by using compromised accounts and demonstrating an understanding of the company's procedures. If they have a manager's account, they approve requests for increased permissions themselves. Why do we care? With managed services providers being called out specifically, I wanted to highlight this report. The group's sophisticated use of social engineering, including SIM swapping and impersonation of managers, makes them particularly hard to detect and counter. MSPs need to incorporate behavioral training for staff in recognizing social engineering attempts beyond just relying on technology solutions. The key defense is less about tools and more about your people. According to a trustworthy source and reported in VentureBeat, the Biden administration's AI executive order is over 100 pages long and is expected to be released today. The order will require advanced AI models to undergo assessments before being used by federal workers, aiming to encourage vendors to include audits in their offerings to non-government customers. The release of the order coincides with AI-related events in Washington, D.C., and is seen as a move to showcase U.S. leadership in AI regulation ahead of the EU AI Act. Why do we care? This is a bit of a preview of tomorrow's show. With all the focus on frameworks, I expect we're going to get a substantial one today. The Biden administration's move signifies that AI regulation is not just theoretical, it's imminent. A 100-page executive order likely covers a range of considerations from ethics to security. This could serve as a de facto framework for companies to model their AI governance, providing MSPs with guidance on best practices. Are you ready to unlock the power of seamless payments? Look no further than Gazinta Payments, the ultimate solution for hassle-free transactions. With Gazinta Payments, you can wave goodbye to headaches caused by strange domain names and confusing redirects. Instead, maintain your brand's integrity and enhance customer trust with a payment experience that seamlessly integrates with your own domain. So, why wait? Visit gozynta.com/payments and discover how Gazinta Payments can transform your business. Thanks for listening. Today, National Checklist Day. Now that one is perfect for IT services and managed services providers. Get out those checklists. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit MSPradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.